Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healings for all of you out there, some instantaneous healings from the light beings. And tonight is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there probably maybe in 35, 40 minutes. So if you'd like to have some physical healings on the Light Ship, if you've never been on the Light Ship, this is your time to experience that. So you're going to love that. And we'll first bring up the light beam. So if you're new to the program, go to Creation Light Ship Healing on the homepage of VBS Radio. Just scroll down. You can come onto the Monday time slot, which is 4 o'clock if you wish. And that's the quickest one to go to. Click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and you're on our page. And then just scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. And you're going to find a light beam there. We're going to energize her right now. So here we go. And just kind of watch the light beam, if you would. You're going to see it change frequencies. Actually, physically see the photograph bringing more light in. So this is very interesting as you're watching. And here we go. Looking very nice to me. Very, very nice. Coming in, this is a female energy this time. We have other ones come in. Sometimes males come in all the time, but right now we have the females with us. Males are a little more stern, a little more intense. And we'll just start our program off here, because actually when we go to the light ship, the light beings are going to be with you, and they'll do the automatic mind-to-heart drop. They'll do the entity clearings and everything else for you. So let's see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. So we have a kind of exciting program tonight, because in addition to going to the light ship for a healing later in the hour, we also have a wonderful sponsor with us tonight. Actually, she is elected to have her questions and requests sent in by email and have them addressed by Ron and I during the hour. And so this is going to be from Nancy in California. She's one of our wonderful listeners. Been with us for a little while now, and she's just sent in some really great questions and healing requests, so we're excited about that. And, of course, you can go ahead and type anything that you'd like to comment on or question or request on the fast chat, and we'll just get to as much as we possibly can throughout the hour. So we'll get going right away, unless there's anything else that you'd like to do first, Ron.
Oh, let's see here. Why don't we have the light beam do some energy work with us here? So I'd like everyone just to request their own particular healing that they like to have. And we'll bring in the light beam really strong, and the light beam will do some energy work. So here we go. I'll put some music on, and it's all yours now. So just request your healing. Be back in a few minutes here. You should feel the energy of the heart opening up. And this is where healing starts, with your spirit healing you, and the light beam will help assist that. Thank you. love energy as you're pouring in tonight. Hi to the people on the fast chat. I see Annika and Butterfly, Dulcie, Pauline, Marie, and then there's, my page just refreshed, maybe some other people, so blessings to all of you tonight. And then we have our sponsor, like we said, is Nancy and her little beautiful dog, Angel. So they're our sponsor tonight, so I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. So I'm just going to start right in with Nancy's requests and questions. She's got a wonderful list here. So the first request is actually for a sample of the February Ascension frequencies.
Oh, boy, that's great. Okay, so this will be the different energies for each month, okay? So we'll just do it probably about 15 seconds apart here. So here we go. This is the first one for January. We had a special call for this, doing these here. So here we go. January energies coming in. And I'll count to five so you can feel them. One, two, three, four, five. Now let's put some background on music here a little bit so we can have some sound. Go. Okay, we'll bring in the ascension energy for February. One, two, three, four, and five. Here comes May, number five. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. the energy for June. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. July, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here's August, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go. September, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And October, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, here we go. In October, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And November, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. ascension energy for December. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, I hope you all enjoyed those ascension energies. I'll just say I saw a movie clip, a preview that's coming out sometime with Nicolas Cage, and it's about mind control, although it doesn't necessarily talk about it in that aspect. What it shows you is much like the Bible codes, where somehow he stumbles upon, I guess, a way, and he finds different number sequences. And from that, he can decipher when these horrific events are going to happen. And then he, you know, just validates that, and that's kind of what the movie's about. So it's very interesting to have the dark side showing us how we're programmed for these dark side events to have happened to us into our life. So I look at it as a little differently than most people. What I see is that they're showing us a way and telling us that, hey, we're going to control you, and that we are controlling you because we now have this formula, and we're just giving you a glimpse on how we're programming you to respond a certain way. So from my reaction, I just feel like you need to be in your heart more to not have this happen to you. But it's another demonstration of what's actually real happening to us here. And I don't know when that movie's coming out, but you may look for it, because it'll be probably a pretty nice movie to watch. I don't know if there's like blood and gore in it or not, but we'll just say that the storyline is good. So I'll put it back to you, Sylvia. So back to you.
Okay. So next we have a request from Nancy for a sample of a few of the healings that are available on your website. And this first one, I don't know that we've ever done that on the radio program before. Very interesting. It's called the Galactic Federation Affiliations Clearing.
Oh, great. Everybody out there who is into ETs will love this one. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I mentioned on other shows, that we are controlled by the Galactic Federation, the ETs. This is kind of goes north what I was telling you, you know, a minute or two ago about the mind control. So they're allowing mind control to come here. And if they were in pure divine energy, pure essence of love, they would not do that. And I kind of feel they're probably mind controlled just like we are, a lot of these, so they don't know the difference anyway. Or they're just allowing it, so they're getting some kind of payoff benefit, whatever that would mean to them, and their race, their culture, wherever they come from. So here we go. Galactic Federation mind control will take off. Does that sound like good to you, Sylvia?
Sounds very good.
Okay. So what we'll do is put you in the state of peace right now. And the light's just going to take away the energy from them that's being transmitted to you off-planet. So most of these energies that we're dealing with here are off-planet transmissions done to you. And we also have energies on this planet that's transmitting stuff to us also for mind control. But this will be the ones that are off-planet. And we'll also work with the EMF radiation, too. So you're going to feel a tremendous energy shift as this happens. So I'm going to count to 10. Watch the light being on your screen if you like. You don't have to. People like to watch her to see the energy coming off of her eyes and off of the photograph as this energy gets transmitted into your room, around you, and in you. Remember, there has to be a conduit for the energy, and so this light beam picture is a conduit. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and you're going to find yourself probably in much more peace than what you were a minute ago. So here we go. Then I'll put some music on for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel a shift. You should feel like the objects around you are not attached to you like they were a little while ago. It's very, very possible that this was done to us anyway just by being on this particular VBS shell when it started. So just sit back and relax, and you should feel a great peace inside of yourself. Remember, everything starts within you, so you want to get that peace energy. And this is the heart energy that you're going to be experiencing. And just enjoy that love energy from your spirit, radiating it through your body. And just thank your spirit for being connected. Remember, you're the one that ran out on it, so it's now with you. And thank it for being for what it is, the pure love energy inside of yourself. Remember, when you're not in your heart and you're not in that divine love energy, then you're actually living in the darkness, and the darkness is reactive to you. So you're continuously responding through duality. And the duality of the darkness of the mind never puts you into pure light energy. I think some people think that it's either light or it's dark, but as long as you're not in the heart, then there is an artificial light energy in the darkness. And this is where people think they go to after they pass over. When they die, they go into that God plane energy, and that's the fabricated light that people think they're going through, the white light tunnel, seeing angels and whatever they see there. Not sure they're going to see their friends and family members, more than likely, because they're stuck here also. They never get out of it. So if you don't know the difference, you're going to think that you're in this, you know, blissful state, and they can do that to you. Because remember, your spirit gets brainwashed too when it goes into the God plane. So this is kind of what happens. So the duality energy is duality strictly. It's all darkness, and they do bring out the light darkness energy to you. When you're in your heart center, there's no more duality. There's no more darkness there, because this is pure light. This is pure source energy, and that's the difference. So I needed to kind of describe that to you all, because sometimes we always think that there's only light and darkness. Well, there is only light when you're with the divine energy, and when you're in duality, unless you're in your heart, then the duality is light and dark, and the light is the fabricated light, just like the fabricated clone planets of Earth that you go to in parallel lifetimes. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Mind only works in these duality areas. Doesn't know about light. It just knows about duality. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you. That was an awesome explanation of that whole thing, and I think that is going to help a lot of people understand more about the difference between that the real light energy and that mimicking the light and the whole, you know, opposite thing and duality thing that we deal with on Earth as far as, you know, peace, war, love, hate, you know, and all those different opposites. And to understand that when you're in that heart energy and just in the divine spirit energy, there is no opposites, there is no duality, and it's a whole different thing. So let's see, let's look at what Nancy's question is next, or actually the next is a request for a sample of the victim body clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Well, this normally is a whole life clearing that I do. So we'll just go back 5 days. Remember, these bodies hold the charge of negativity. And it's basically the reactive darkness energy. And there's also, since it's in duality, a reactive light energy. This is probably why, you know, they coined the term, as it escapes me here, let me see here, the spiritual hierarchy. So I would say that would be the reactive light energy. So you can ponder that one here. Different degrees of light. You know, I think it's funny, but people believe this stuff. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So this is a body that holds energy, and the energy is for being a victim. And as this energy gets filled up around you, it kind of spills out over you like a full glass of water, and then you start getting bathed in all these energies. So this is one of the bodies that's put in place to prevent you from having your body, your physical body, destroyed by psychic attacks of this energy. This is what how you would mainly look at it. So when you use psychic attacks, I'm talking about mind energy transmissions, and this is how like attracts like. So you may start to connect dots a little more as you listen to these different programs here. And you're going to start finding out as you hear a few of these here. First, you may go, geez, what's Ron talking about? I've never heard of this stuff before. I'm really confused. And somehow you want to listen to the next show. Don't know why. Maybe you want to have a confrontation inside of your head, in your mind, to try to dispute what I'm saying. And after about 6 to 10 shows, you go, man, there's something to this, you know. And then you listen to them over again and over again. And all of a sudden you realize that, hey, you've been lied to for your whole life. And now what do I do about it? Because I'm so-and-so age, and, you know, I just don't understand, because why aren't the churches teaching me the right thing? I've been a beautiful student of this particular church for maybe 40 years. I've given them lots of money to buy my salvation. And I found out that I was praying outside of myself to a false god that Jesus told me not to go to, but the church never told me that. And now I find out that I'm corrupted with darkness because of going to that church, because I'm being connected energetically to this God plane energy, which is, we call the Galactic Federation, and the ET gods that have come here to take away your personal power. So this whole program is about regaining your spirituality back to yourself, only to go to your heart center. Just real basic, the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't get hooked up to the darkness. Don't play in that duality of reactive darkness and reactive light. So back to you, Sylvia. Hopefully you could feel a change in your body from this last healing. If not, it worked anyway. So that's not a prerequisite, is to feel the energy, but a lot of people actually sense it. So back to you. It worked anyway.
Okay. Wow, that was great. So her next request, Nancy's next request, is for a heart-spirit interface body clearing sample.
Okay, here we go. So what that is all about is that somehow the dark side some way severed that connection. This is why we do this all the time with people, dropping you down from the mind to the heart. But they've actually have severed that connection. And sometimes they sever the connection between your spirit and your heart. So we'll just probably do two of these clearings here and just see if you feel a little more heart-centered. If you're able to bring your thoughts more into your heart. And it all depends, you know, how much they've worked on you and how much you've got out there yourself What I don't recommend for people to do is to get out there on the podium and start to preach spirituality of the light, because at that point in time you're like a target. So you don't want to do that. They will try to take you down some way and bring you energies that you don't want to have happen to you in your life. If you keep it quiet to yourself and you work on yourself, you don't make any waves, then you're probably going to be perfectly fine. And so the people that are a little more awakened, they could have been trying much harder to sever that connection, to eliminate you from doing this connection to yourself. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do it again here. That was mind to heart, and now we'll do spirit to heart, okay? 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do both of these over again for everyone. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared. 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Got a little lost there. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We'll go to the light shift in about probably maybe 15 minutes.
Okay, I see Mike on the fast chat saying there should be a frustration clearing about being manipulated for so long.
Yeah.
That's great. No.
That's great. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Sure.
Frustration clearing for being manipulated. So let me just get a raise of hands out there in the audience. I see quite a few. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do it again. Oh, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, wow. All right. So let's see. So we have a comment from Nancy, a really wonderful comment. She says, I want to thank Ron for creating the unlimited online healing options. I have one available to me, and I've been using it daily for the last 2 months. It is such a comfort to have that available 24/7. There have been times in the middle of the night when I've awoken and felt very uncomfortable. I go immediately to the computer and ask the light beings for assistance. The assistance is always immediate, and I believe the healing to be wonderfully effective and very permanent. So that's awesome. That's just it's such a wonderful thing to have that available to keep yourself completely updated every day on your clearings on the unlimited service on the website. So that's great. Thank you for sharing that, Nancy. And I'm just moving on, trying to keep a fast pace to get through these lists as best we can before we go to the light ship. So the next request is for an earth cording grid line clearing.
Okay, so I have a few of these type of cordings. So this is the earth one, earth cording. Here we go. Remember, people who cord to the earth, people who meditate and put out a grounding cord to the earth, what you're doing is you're taking the energy of the earth, okay, and you're bringing it to yourself. So that's not good, because you're not the vibration of the earth. So I say, why, you know, do you want to experience the traumas and negative events of the earth, hurricanes, fires, etc., maybe freezing temperatures, because all that is in there. And once you cord into it, then you're connected, you know, like imprints on you. And so at that point, why would you want to do that? So here we go. Earth cording disconnect. We also do a special session for grid lines. And we also do a cording disconnect for people. This is like relationships of people. And I do a cording disconnect for places. And I believe one for objects, okay? So they're all a little different. And you have to kind of tap in, tune in to see what which one you need. But the earth cording one is a good one to get off you right off the bat. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I would just redo that one over again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This is for people who are very sensitive. Normally, maybe they feel earthquakes happening across the planet here, and they get very uneasy. Maybe their body hurts in a certain location. And I've known of a couple of people who actually, in a sense, mapped their body out to different locations geographically on the Earth. So if they get a pain in their right shoulder, they go, ah, that's Russia. Maybe their left knee is China, you see. And then they actually know what's going to happen. And so they're just extra tuned in, which is probably okay. But what's your poor body doing in the process of that, to be in this detector? But anyway, that's for food for thought for all of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So next we have a request for the mind control transmission clearing.
Okay, that we sort of did a little bit earlier. Let me think if I can change that slightly. Okay, yeah, let's do the mind control for your parallel lifetimes. Okay, that's off-planet, dark side planets. And these are transmitting this energy to you. Are you ready, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Remember, all our body is like a computer, and it takes in information, and we're kind of being controlled by it. When you get into your heart, then you can change your own programming. Until you get into your heart, then you're controlled, just like, you know, I always talk about on many, many shows the last year probably or so about your horoscope. Your natal chart, and you know, this is what's happened. I've talked about the mind control, I think, ever since I got on these programs here, and it just sort of there's now a lot of backup, even in the past, of TV programs and movies that have actually shown that. And you have to just kind of get into the mind concept, but the only way you're actually going to get out of it is to have clearings done to release these energies from you and also stay in your heart. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd like to share another wonderful comment from Nancy, and she says, I want to thank Ron for the trauma clearing that was done last week. I recommend that one highly and to get that one done early. Removing the trauma has made such a difference in my life. I'm calmer and feel a greater sense of personal freedom. I now have much more focus and a desire to organize and clean my house. I guess at some level I felt that I was cleaning and organizing the Titanic, so why bother? That's great. Now all those feelings are gone and I can move on with my life. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Nancy. And her next request is for a sample of the healing on the website called the Bone Marrow Spirit Infusion.
Okay, here we go. So that's going to put light into your bone marrow, which will be transferred into your blood. So you may feel your body temperature change. And we do this on our special once-a-month conference calls, and we bring in the amber blood. But this will be for the bone marrow. I also do a bone marrow healing on the seventh generation. So if you want to do that, you want to do the first seventh generation of the ego mind clearing, and then the next one would be for the blood. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, got about 5 more minutes.
All right, our next request is for the spirit fetus infusion.
Okay, let's see here. That takes a whole session. That's going to be a little more difficult. Let me think here. I got the light beams checking this one out here. Boy. That one I can't do. They're saying that they can't do this one because it's just too complicated. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we have plenty more, so we'll just move on. And is it possible to do a mind of the body sample clearing?
Sure. Okay, the mind of your body has a mind. It's not the one that's, you know, in between your ears there. And this mind actually controls how your body works, the function of your body. So I see it like a little mad scientist in a laboratory. And at first he was very good. Everything was neat and orderly. Nice cabinets, everything in the proper order. Nice file cabinets showing what to do. And now it's like, a bomb went off inside of there. And he doesn't know what to do because there's so much mind control energies around. The body's been through so much trauma through the cellular programming that's come up in this lifetime that it's kind of like confused. And this is one reason why people don't always have healings. I just said one reason, okay? So here we go. This is going to help you with the mind of the body. This is a communication of this little, say, mad scientist guy. Maybe he's bald-headed, who knows. And he's going to help to restore balance to you. So we can look at it that way, to the body. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, you may have had energy rushes in your body just by doing this clearing here, as this is being kind of cleansed out a little bit here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I know I definitely felt something there. So anybody else that has experienced anything from these clearing samples, if you'd like to type that in on the fast chat, if you've got that up, that would be great. Let's see, and Nancy says, if there is still time, is it possible to do a sample of the mother and father imprinting removal?
Yeah, I can do that. So we'll go back 5 days. Remember, all these clearings that I'm doing is what I call the whole life clearing. So I start from your current age and go back, you know, to your conception. So we're only doing just, like a drop of water out of the ocean here. So we'll go back 5 days. So they'll probably pick patterns that have confronted you through the imprinting of the way your parents think you should be living your life, okay? And they could even be dead right now, passed on, and they still have that imprinting working. Remember, once you get a program, it's always active and running. Kind of like a virus, you know, inside are those little worms. And we can get into the worms later. We have a session on worms for 17 hours. So here we go. That's for a special healing event in a few weeks from now. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Well, I'll do that one more time. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke.
Okay. Well, we've got one more on Nancy's list, and that is alien energetic implant removal.
Okay, here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Let's just see if we can get something out here. I don't know. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, you can have more than one implant. The implants are there to typically make programs run in you, to activate programs, etc., tracking devices. So it's I do a whole session on that too for people. So if you have one that you know about, maybe you got a bump on your arm or something, or feel something up in your nose, you know, where they put them, the light chip can actually make them, in a sense, dormant, so they're not working. So without having surgery. So I do a special session for that with people. So I guess it's about time to go to the light chip. I don't want to run out of time here.
Well, so, Ron, if it's okay, I'd like to ask
for these wonderful questions. And everybody ready to go to the light ship?
So yeah, I'm sure everyone is.
This will not work on the archives because we still have the extraterrestrials out there doing abductions on people. And so I don't want anybody out there to think that their ego self can say, hey, I'm going to go to the light ship today, because you will not be able to go. This is why Jesus said, you know, you have to go through him to see the Father. This is what he was talking about. So you needed a conduit to be able to connect to the light ship. So here we go. Sit back and relax. And And if you want to bring an animal or pet up, you can, but you cannot bring up people because they have to be live on this program to have this done. And this is for physical healings. So we're going up right now. I'll just count to 10 so you can actually feel the special tunnel and the divine connection that they make for you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're on the light ship right now. And we're having our body scanned. Our animals and pets are leaving us right now to go to a special location where they specialize in pets and animals for healing. And right now we're going into the orientation room. And this room is where you go to and you're able to communicate to the light beam doctors what your problems are. They're doing a body scan on us now. And they're going to tell you what they found. So this may or may not be conscious to you. It doesn't matter because it's real. You're up on the light ship physically right now out of time. You're here in time and you're there out of time. And some people are very fortunate enough to actually see the light beings on the light ship. Once you see a light being on the light ship or you see the rooms, your whole paradigm shifts in your life. So here we go. You're talking with us now. All the healings are between you and these light being doctors. And we're now going into the first room, which is pretty standard for all my one-hour conference calls, which are only $20. If you like this, you may want to come online to do that. Connect with me. It's Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 PST. We're going into the hot tub room, and we're sitting in some gel. We all have our own hot tubs, our own personal doctors that we selected ourselves. Remember, the light ship only works with free will, free choice. If you don't want to go to a different location, you don't have to. Everything is up to you. And we're in a colored gel now in the hot tub, our own individual hot tubs. And this is silver energy right now, a silver gel. Next, we're going to go into a room, which is a lot of people's favorites too. And this is the pain release room. So if you have any pain in your body, you want to request healing. The light only works in the now. So each now is a whole new experience for them and for you. So you need to request your healing so that the next now they can help you out with that process. So I would wait maybe a half a minute. If you have an ache or pain or something, just see how it's feeling and communicate inside of your heart to your spirit of how it's feeling for you, what you want to have done next. We're going into another location. And this room I like myself. It's where the bees are. Really large bumblebees. And we also have a room which is adjacent to that where we have the really large butterflies. So we'll be going into each one of these rooms now. So if you wish to look out of the bees' eyes or the butterfly's eyes, you can. Just request that. They'll allow you to do that. And I'll put some music on so you can experience these wonderful beings here. These are all beings of light. Nothing to be afraid of. They will not hurt you. So don't think you're going to be stung by a large bee, because they don't do that. And they're going to give you some nectar, probably, some honey to take into your body for healing. So here we go. Sit back and relax. I want to just close your eyes. And we're going to bring in a special oxygen, number 17, for you to breathe right now. It'll be here in 10 seconds. Another location. We're going to be swimming with the dolphins. If you want to actually feel them, put your hands out in front of you. Maybe about a foot away. You can move your hands up and down, back and forth, and actually feel the skin of the dolphins right now. Okay, we'll now go on to my special light ship that I have. And this is light ship's designed to train special light beams for healing other light beams and other divine energies along with people like ourselves. So here we go. We do a lot of balancing of energies. So we're going on to my own light ship that I have. It's very nice. So we're going there right now. And they're going to start to work with our joints and our body. So request healing if you have that concern. And they're also going to be working with our internal organs. And this is what they're going to be doing in the next couple of minutes. So request your healing. And it will be a different frequency other than the creation light shift. And here we go. Them working on ankles right now. So there's somebody out there probably with an ankle problem, maybe a knee problem. They can do reconstructive surgery on here. So again, request your healing. White light tunnel here. Count to 10 so you can feel it disconnect from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you like this experience, we go to the light ship, like I said, Mondays and Fridays. We have a special call coming up February 20th, 21, and 22nd. It's a 17-hour light ship call. Very specialized. And it gets rid of, it's designed to get rid of anyway, the ET critters that are inside of us here. If you had any internal pains or things moving around inside of your body, maybe you feel things crawling on the top of your head, maybe you feel things biting you inside, this is what this is designed for, to get rid of. The reason why I can't do it in an hour session is because it needs more than an hour. So this is a very specialized healing, and if you're interested, you can either contact me or go to the website, and the information is on there. Just look under, I guess, on the navigation link. I think on the bottom of it, it'll say flyers, I believe, and just click on that. You can open it up, and I also send out emails to people. So I'll just probably sign off right now. I'll have Sylvia come on if she needs to add anything else. I'll be in Los Angeles February 13th, Conscious Life Expo, Los Angeles, L.A. Hilton, off of Century, and then I'm going back to New York end of March for the New Life Expo there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, very briefly, I just wanted to mention that there is the four-hour Ascension preparation and lightship healing session that still will be happening in February on the 20th, I believe it is.
21st.
I'm sorry. Saturday the 21st from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. Pacific time. And that will be part of, you know, for all the people that are doing the 17-hour intensive weekend on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they will also be on that 4-hour call. But that 4-hour call for the Ascension preparation and healing is still available to anyone who would like to come on to that. So I guess that's about all the time we have for right now. I want to say a special thank you to Nancy
for
her wonderful questions and healing requests. One very quick question that she had. Ron, will our pets ascend with us?
Yes, the pets shouldn't have any problem leaving, I don't think. So I would say that would probably be a yes.
Okay, great. Well, then that's all for now, and we will be back on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. And blessings, everyone.
Hey, blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.